Good evening. It is July 21st, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and our servicemen and women.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first up is the minutes of the June 16th, 2021 regular meeting and executive session meetings. Any comments or discussion from the committee? Or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the regular minutes of June 16th and the minutes of the executive meeting also on June 16th, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then the minutes of the July 7th, 2021 regular meeting and the executive session meeting. Any discussion from the committee? Or motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes of the regular meeting of July 7th, 2021 and the executive meeting of July 7th, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we move to public comment limited to agenda items only, reminding everyone that this meeting is recorded and posted on the Internet promptly. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public, please come to the microphone, state your name, the road you live on.
Ron Mikowski, Rockland Road. Just a quick question on the old business, the DPW loader. Does everything go on that?
Yep.
No snag. No. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I make a motion
to close the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We have a couple of ordinances to introduce tonight. The first is Ordinance 2021-10, an ordinance revising Chapter 205, Article 2 of the Township of Lebanon Code. This amends the fees for continuing Certificate of Continued Occupancy, the CCO, from $80 to $100. I won't go through all the different fees. Fire prevention enforcement fees are increased 20% each, and the PERC witness fees are also increased. We reviewed these fees. First of all, the fees, and that's the next ordinance as well, our fees are intended to cover the cost and to reflect the cost of the services that are provided for specific situations. Our fire inspector, Gary Apgar, hadn't received a raise for a number of years. He was tied to the CWA contract, so his actual rate of pay went up significantly, and so to capture that in the fees going forward, the new fees reflect that. And same thing with the PERC witness. We reviewed other towns, we reviewed our cost, and felt that it was proposed to go from $125 per hole to $150 per hole. If we introduce this tonight, the public hearing for this would be on August 18th, 2021. Any discussion from the committee?
I'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance Number 2021-10 with public hearing being held on August 18th, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have Ordinance 2021-11, amending Chapter 400, Zoning. And again, this amends a long list of fees. The Planning Board had a meeting to review the actual costs. The Planning Board Secretary, Gail Glashoff, did a very detailed study of other towns, which also led us to look to see what's included in some of our fees, whether we absorb the cost of some of the professionals, whether the professionals are charged in the escrow area, and also noting that our salaries for our in-house employees hadn't increased since the 2004 contract settlement. So a number of fees, long list, none that I would particularly highlight here, but they're available to everyone. Any discussion that the committee would like to have on amending the Chapter 400 zoning fees?
It was 2014.
Since 2014, did I say?
2004.
Okay, since 2014. I would also note that there
it's are... It's a long time.
Sorry. There are a couple of escrow amounts that are being modified, and there's an attached update of the escrow agreement, which was amended by the planning board attorney as well as part of this Ordinance 2021-11.
Yeah, and I would say that, like you said, it was very, very well thought out and a lot of attention to detail before the changes were made. So,
any other discussion or motion to introduce?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2021-11.
And I should have, I don't know if I noted or not, the public hearing would also be on August 18th, 2021.
Big meeting.
Yep. Second.
Seconded. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. I'd like to take just a moment. I've gotten a number of questions, maybe several of us have, on an ordinance introduced last meeting. The ordinance 2021-08 related to signs. Rather than wait for the public hearing, as I discussed with the attorney, I think we just wanted to give the public a little bit more background. Maybe we didn't give all of the background last time. The reason that this ordinance comes up, changing our really the regulations around political signage, goes back to 2016. At that time, Mayor Lowell, it was brought to his attention that our existing ordinance, which requires limits signage to 30 days prior to an election, would not stand up to challenge. The attorney at that time concurred and suggested that we pass a motion at that time to suspend, what did it exactly say here?
To not enforce
right. The existing ordinance. I believe that might have been done once since then. But the point is we've known for a number of years that our election sign ordinance was defective. You may recall a year or two ago we had a law firm from Dallas approach the township about our solicitation, our peddler's ordinance, said that they had someone who felt damaged by that and that it wouldn't stand up. Legal review said, yes, we were unlikely to win that in court. They said if we paid them a certain amount of money, they then wouldn't take it all the way to trial. We looked and said if they took it to trial, we'd spend a lot more money. So the point is there's a little cottage industry of these law firms that look for ordinances that are defective and someone would come and it would cost us more in the end. So that's partly why it came up, why it might have seemed like it was out of the blue, but it was really kind of on the to-do list for a while when we had the other zoning ordinances, the other land use ordinances under Chapter 400. The thought was to finally catch up and change this. One of the questions that I've gotten most in the last couple of weeks is that everyone noticed that the limitation on timing, the limit of 4 weeks prior to an election that signs could be put up, is struck out of this. I'd like the attorney to just review a little bit more what the issue is with trying to limit the time that signs can be put up.
I mean, the ultimate form of speech that receives the highest level of protection is the political speech. The temporary political signs express that belief, and not just private law firms, but the ACLU is very active in this arena, and these restrictions have been in place in very wide group of towns throughout New Jersey for decades, and they're all very similar, and one by one they've been picked off by individual residents and with assistance from the ACLU. And really the core idea is I'm an American, I have a First Amendment right to express my speech, particularly on items of political importance. And the idea that I can, they're saying is the First Amendment doesn't take a vacation. The First Amendment isn't a 30-day-a-year right. Whereas they were very commonplace, and we all are familiar with, everybody knew the day that the signs went up, and they went up overnight, and it was almost like, magic. You woke up the next morning, and they were all placed. But upon really strict challenge interpretation,
to limit someone's right to speech in that arena is very limited by both the New Jersey Supreme Court and the U.S. Supreme Court. And again, there are legal assets available to help residents pursue that, no cost to the resident. So it's a similar example to the peddler situation where, without corrective action, we really run the risk of, and it's occurring a lot now. One of the most recently litigated issues has to deal with not just your speech, but the expressive nature of it and the strong terms. The terms have gotten stronger and stronger. The wording used is wording that probably wasn't used 20 years ago.
You mean like Rahway?
Well, some people find some of the terms. They may even agree with your political position that you're espousing. They don't agree with certain four-letter words that have now crept into that. But again, these speech rights are of the highest level, the most protected level, and that's why it's really incumbent upon us to take this permanent fix. We took kind of a stopgap fix in the past, and that's where this is headed. But again, all the litigation. With the exception of course, creating a danger or sight lines or anything like that, but when it's anything involving content and it puts it's really arising, you're having neighbors have conflicting viewpoints and expressing those, as long as they're expressing their political rights, it's not our position or job to referee that, quite frankly.
Well, what does that do with the reverse about taking the signs down after 10 or 14 days?
It's a good question. Is that approved or compromised, so to speak, regulations that came up through the ACLU, and quite frankly, the term temporary, they even say like it can really be quasi permanent in that you're expressing a right, and if somebody's running in this election or that election or the next election, really any kind of enforcement, the request or the right to say, hey, once the election's over, go pick them up, is after there's no longer that need to express the speech, or there's no longer a question called. But however, if somebody says, if you want to get technical, and they say, well, I lost the primary, but I'm running in the general, or I lost in 04, I'm running in 05, quite frankly, the prudent course is to allow the speech. It really is. Because any government attempt to squash that, We have a unique thing, though, where we're not just on, we're allowing additional speech, so to speak, additional locations. So I think with regard to that you want to have some back-end limitation, not prior, because, again, the prior is really where people feel their rights are abridged.
I appreciate that information, and perhaps if we had that information prior to introduction, it would have been a lot easier for everyone, because obviously 5 years ago when it was discussed with Mayor Law and the attorney at hand, I believe the attorney was going to look into information for a memo to the committee. Fast forward 5 years, it just was
that may ordinance. Be correct.
The ordinance just got pushed
that may
in
be
there,
correct.
And that's why I voted no to introduce. But I appreciate
understood.
Your information that you provided for me tonight.
And that was obviously, for me personally at least, a transitional time frame. So I can understand what you're saying. If I had been here personally, I understand what you're saying. Is restart that conversation, okay. and that it would have been more appropriate for me to recall the question, so to speak.
And the other thing was, I wasn't here. Because I came in 2017. I was running in 2016, so I wasn't even here for the first discussion. Neither was Abe.
Okay.
So just a couple of people on the committee had the information before this thing was introduced.
Well, again, that's my error. Quite frankly, I can't explain it any other way. Again, if that was when Mr. Cushing had been here, and then I came on board, and it's, I guess it's in that year in between, or when that occurred. So you have my apologies for that short circuiting of the process on my end.
So basically the legal issues involved the timing.
Correct. The legal, yes. In a plain English, yes. The real legal, the biggest legal issue is to not preclude people from expressing their political opinion, even though we've all become accustomed to a limited time frame, that at the end of the day, in an enforcement environment, which is becoming more and more prevalent, you know, we're dealing with flags, we're dealing with lawn signs, we're dealing with people expressing very strong held views, is that to simply have a hard and fast, you're only allowed to do it 30 days a year, is going to be absolutely unenforceable.
Thanks. My understanding is the sizes that are in here, the 50 square feet, et cetera, that comes out of ACLU.
They come from settlements. Towns that were challenged and took action either in concert with ACLU or after, quite frankly, losing. And so that's, I'm not saying that we reached out directly to ACLU, but there were several towns in, I believe it was the Bergen County area and whatnot, where those, I don't want to even call them restrictions, but guidelines were instituted and not challenged. Again, the real thing was is to not limit political speech to a certain time of year.
So again, just given the questions I'd received from the public, I thought rather than hold off to the public hearing, we'd try to educate a little bit more tonight. So unless there's any other discussion anyone wants to have on that, we can move on to the resolutions. Resolution 66, 2021. This is for our bond anticipation note. The resolution really is to confirm that it's a tax qualified tax exempt obligation, so that everybody knows once a year the township rolls over our debt. We don't have long-term debt. We use so-called bond anticipation notes, which are limited to 10 years. The amount of the new principal is $972,292. Those who've been in the township for a while will recognize that that's down millions of dollars from where we were just a couple of years ago. The interest rate that we have for the coming year is 0.32%. Which is down from 1.25% last year, so we've caught very low interest rates. Again, none of that is in tonight's resolution. Those are in, well, the dollar amount is, but the those are in the bond anticipation note that's signed with the bank that took it. The main, therefore, of the resolution before us is to certify that that this is a qualified tax-exempt note. Any discussion from the committee?
And this happens every year?
Every year. It used to happen twice a year. We had different tranches twice a year. We got it all the once a year. So now we have one time a year we have bond anticipation notes. Any other discussion or motion for Resolution 66, 2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 66, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Then Resolution 67, 2021, this is for a return of overpayment of taxes. Whereas there exists an overpayment of $1,717.90 for the first quarter 2021 taxes due to a double payment for Block 38, Lot 13.04 on Gary Lane, formerly assessed to Robert T. Iyett. And this resolution authorizes the refund in that amount. Any discussion or motion for Resolution 67, 2021?
I'll make a motion to approve 67, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then Resolution 68, 2021 also comes from our tax collector. Due to delays in the division of the DCA, the Department of Community Affairs in Trenton, and then the Hunterdon County Tax Board certifying our tax rate, we do not have our tax rate struck officially yet. We know what it is. It's just going through a process. Then the tax bills have to be printed, mailed. And this is now anticipated to happen on or about August 2nd, 2021. Statute requires that the public have 25-day grace period or 25-day notice. Therefore, what this resolution does is it extends the grace period for payment of the August taxes to August 27th, 2021, making it clear to everyone, though, that if taxes are paid after August 27th, the interest calculation goes back all the way to August 1st, the normal due date. So, any other discussion or motion to approve Resolution 68, 2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 68, 2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And that takes us to old business, which is the DPW loader. Tom, do you want to say anything about it?
Or let Jamie take this. Jamie?
I'll have it on my report, but I can I can talk about it right now. I received a 069G state grant agreement between the DEP and Lebanon Township, and I distributed it. I got some signatures. I need two more signatures, and once I have that completed, I will send it back to the DEP rep, and he will forward it to the grant office for final approval. We're looking at $55,026.44 grant.
We have the purchase order in place?
Yep. For tonight, we're going to approve issuing the purchase order.
Okay.
Yeah. Long as we don't expend, long as we don't purchase, we have a purchase order, but long as we don't expend money, it doesn't disqualify us from the grant.
So the action before us tonight would be to authorize issuing the purchase order for a new 2021 John Deere 544P four-wheel drive loader in the amount of $183,421.47 to Jesco in South Plainfield. They are part of the New Jersey State-approved co-op number 65MCESCCPS. This was approved in our budget. It was approved in our capital ordinance, so the funding is available. I understand it'll be a few months once we place the purchase order to actually get it, and we are in the process of getting the $55,000 grant against the $183,421 cost.
Is that a motion?
If there's a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Before you go on, there was just a housekeeping item under old business.
Okay.
That cannabis ordinance that we're going to have the public hearing on the 18th is time-bound. It's critical. So I would like to mention just to hold the 19th and 20th for emergency meetings if you should have a hurricane or something in August, just so that we could be around, because Matt said we could have an emergency meeting if we needed to, and we could call in to the meeting if you needed to as well.
Now it's you.
Did you say 19th and
20th? 19th and 20th. That's what Matt said.
Well, it needs to be before the 20th.
The 20th.
Yeah, there are two options. If as Committeewoman Kohler put forth it, for reasons beyond our control, the 18th is canceled, that we do have the ability to meet after that.
Right, because
still be compliant.
Right, because if you don't and you don't pass that opt-out ordinance, then all six categories are allowed in the township for 5 years, and anybody that comes in, you're not going to get rid of.
Thank you for that. That's a good point, that we hold those dates open in our category.
And you can call in, like you said, you can call in too, which is good.
Anything else anyone would like to highlight? Want to go on to new business or? I'm looking at a different version. Did the administrator's report come here? Yes. Administrator's report.
Okay. With regards to the... Whoa, that looks pretty good, huh? Works now.
Voice.
You sound very powerful.
I know, right? With regards to the hazard mitigation annex, we have left is the jurisdictional annex review and sign-off sheet, which I'll have done hopefully by next week. I discussed the 544P loader grant application. The mechanic position at the next meeting of August 4th, we will go to executive session to discuss the mechanic position, as well as the DPW director will be interviewing the candidates. And once he interviews the candidates and it's complete, he will review them with me, and then we will present an executive session on August 4th. The American Towers lease, I reached out to Mary Rapp to see if there was any updates with regards to the lease agreement, and she has no updates as of now, so we're still waiting on the draft agreement, and and she'll follow up with me as soon as she knows the timeline. The NJDOT grant application was submitted to repave Little Brook Road. It's 1.3 miles long and 22 feet wide. The speed limit on the road is 30 miles per hour. There are 5 double and 7 single catch bases that would need to be raised. And that'd be good because I drive that road every time I come here, and it's pretty bad. And state insurance fund renewals are due, so I'll be working on that as well. And that's my report for now.
Any discussion with the administrator? On to new business then. First, we have in front of us the shared service agreement with North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School for the special law enforcement officer. This is the, just to make sure I have the right one first. The special law enforcement officer are the SLEOs, yes. Mm-hmm. So this, the township provides 2 Class 3 special law enforcement officers to the high school. They reimburse us for all the costs. It's the identical agreement that we had last year, with the exception of increasing the compensation to the township, because there was an agreement between the school and the Class 3 officers to increase their hourly rate. So the motion would be to authorize the signing of the shared service agreement for the special law enforcement officers. Or any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve the shared service agreement for these the special law enforcement officers for the Voorhees Regional High School.
Second.
Roll call.
And authorize the mayor to sign.
You know, it doesn't say in the header, it doesn't say special law enforcement.
I noticed that doesn't say that.
I just looked at that now. I just thought, should we amend it first to say special? I mean, it's probably in the body. But
it's in the body.
It's in the body.
All right.
4 whereas is down, Class 3s.
Yeah.
All right.
It's the same as we had last year. So.
Yeah.
I think I had the same question last year.
There was a motion and a second. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And similar, we have a shared service agreement with North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School for a school resource officer. This is one of our regular officers that is posted in the high schools basically full-time during the school year, for which they compensate us for roughly 3/4 of that officer's annual cost, because he works for the township then when school is not open. So we've increased the same identical agreement that we've had with them in prior years, except the compensation for the officer is increased by 2%, which is the increase in the PBA contract that we have with the officers. Any discussion on that? Or is there a motion to authorize the mayor to sign the shared service agreement for the special law enforcement or the school resource officer with North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School?
Well, I'll make a motion to authorize the mayor to sign this shared services agreement for a law enforcement officer for the Voorhees High School.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And next police item is related to the police department sign, which people who pay attention would have noticed that deteriorated and fell off of its post. I turn it over to Mark Wall, who's got a...
There's actually a guy in town that does these. This is a wooden sign that he'd do on a CNC machine. And there's basically a couple designs. Basically, the one design is the badge goes above the line of the wood, and the other one's on the full sheet of it, if there's any preference. And there's just a couple little differences between the two.
I would tend to go for the you want a structure behind it. I'm thinking if something maybe breaks the edges off, maybe if it's laying on a square, it might be better.
Right.
That's my only thought.
Yeah, it's going to fit back between the posts that are out there. The posts are still there.
Yeah, and it's not going to be that much smaller if it fits on the square than if it sits by itself.
No.
Does one sit on a square and the others don't?
The other one's it's a full, like the one's a full body square,
yep.
And it's the badge. And the other one, if you see the lines on the top, the badge kind of goes above. you know, kind of, it gives a different, more, square, you know, silhouette, yeah, of the placard.
I think it's structurally safer, and well, you know, from breakage.
Yeah, nobody's going to break off a corner.
The middle one.
The cost, yeah, quote is $1,000, and Committeeman Lawless volunteered to paint the sign. So that would be the motion for the, if you're
probably painting it
purple.
Make sure. With hand painting or spray painting or
spray
special
paint.
Painting or
spray,
I mean,
spray? Yeah. Bunch of cans.
Well,
so
no,
you got a sprayer.
Air sprayer.
Oh, nice. Okay.
All right. So
really,
this is the one that sits on the square, the middle,
correct,
page.
Yep.
Not the one Mike's looking,
oh,
at the next page.
Oh, because that's...
They,
yeah,
both sit on the square. The other,
the other one's above
a partial,
it.
Partial square versus a full square.
Separate.
Right, exactly.
So that middle one, I think, is stronger. And it doesn't... He said it won't be any smaller.
No, it's going to be the same size. It's just one...
There are subtle differences between that and the others.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
but
a little simpler.
Yeah.
It was the one I chose also.
No. Oh.
Well, there you have it. It only has two lines, not three, so...
Yeah.
Okay, less painting for Mark.
So there...
Oh, shoot.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Okay.
I got that. Thank you.
Pretty particular on that one.
Yeah.
I didn't even see it until you talked about it tonight. I was looking at them, and I'm saying, oh,
yeah, what's
okay,
the difference? That's
and
what
then,
I was looking
then,
at.
Then,
yeah,
I thought immediately...
It was one of those puzzles.
All I thought about was right here.
Yeah. Highlights.
This thing breaking off the top. That's what I thought about. So, it's
so is there a motion to approve ordering the sign? Is the vendor's name on here? No. I don't remember the vendor's name.
It's okay. Brandon.
Brandon, person in town who makes, yep, these on a computer CAD,
yep,
carving system, and for Mark to paint it. Someone make that motion.
And the police have seen this. Are they going to sign off that this is their logo, right? There's not any difference.
I gave him the old sign,
okay,
to use as the model.
All right.
Okay.
So second.
So.
All
right.
But no, I didn't make the motion. Are you making the motion?
I'll make the motion, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 That's the sign.
And I would like to highlight as well, people may notice that the municipal sign in front of this building was replaced or dramatically upgraded. The core of it is there, and it had new graphics put on both sides. None of us, I certainly didn't, I don't think anyone in our first discussion when it was observed knew how that happened. It was arranged through former committeeman Brian Wonder and Chamberlain Graphics up on 513, which I think is in the same building as Transtar, actually did the graphics, donated, no cost to the township. That sign has been dramatically refurbished, so we'd like to thank them very much for,
mm-hmm,
I'm sorry,
for that initiative. Chamberlain Graphics, I think.
We'll
get the exact name.
Okay.
Chamberlain,
yeah,
Graphics or whatever.
If you don't mind getting the name of Brandon, just I have it in a minute.
It was in that email.
Oh, okay. Oh,
it was in,
yeah, I knew it was in the email. I just,
okay,
didn't.
Good. I'll
look. Unless anyone has anything else on the signs. Next, we have the police request to purchase two ballistic vests for our two new officers. Total price of the item is $2,591.60 from Lawman Supply. Right, I have that right.
Yeah.
Yep, Lawman Supply Company under state contract.
I'll make a motion to approve the purchase of the two ballistic vests for $2,591.60.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And just to put in the committee's minds, these vests have a useful life, and they expire at a certain amount of time. And it just turns out, I think we had a grant a few years ago, so we got a lot of vests all at once. And in the next budget, we may see,
mm-hmm,
numerous. We might see $10,000-$15,000 of ballistic vests that need to be upgraded.
Did we get the body cams yet? I can't remember if we.
I've seen and heard back and forth. I mean, we bought them, whether they're in and on them.
I don't believe they came in yet.
Wasn't there a requirement by law?
No, well, if you were to stop some underage person, they'd have to have them on.
Yeah.
I don't think beyond that it was a...
But I know the Attorney General's office...
I think those
office
guidelines were extended
until
October because... not exactly, but because there was some delay on their end with the grant program.
And the vendors haven't been able to deliver
with
that. Still mandated.
The back channel. So next we have a historian's request. I'll turn it over to...
I think Lori's coming up here, and I think the historian committee, just to give a little history on that, had a unanimous vote to honor the memory of George Zack, who passed away a short while ago, with a type of memorial bench, I'm not sure exactly what, to be placed at the museum. And I talked with Lori about it, and I thought it'd be a good idea if she came to the township and talked to us about it. So, Lori, without any further ado, if you have something you want to add to what I said.
We're requesting to be able to approval to spend up to $1,500 on a bench. We need that approval, over $1,000 to come out of our trust fund.
Can I ask, are we open for discussion?
Yes. Okay. Unless there's more you wanted to discuss.
No, we can't spend over $1,000 without approval. So.
I mean, I knew George. I saw him every single day. Why particularly George?
He was an honorary historian. Ah. He would never become a historian. He didn't want to take the position from anyone else, but he came to all of our meetings. He has so much history. He had so much history of the town. Yeah, it's a really loss that we didn't have him. So,
are we going to be setting a precedent here? We're going to need benches for all kinds of people?
People put them in the park.
But people who put them in the park, it's their own money, isn't it?
Well, this is from our trust fund, this money that we've raised. We used to sell pottery and ornaments, which is now, we turned it over to Squires Point now. It's a nonprofit. We inherited money from someone that our prior curator befriended. He left us money. We have $71,000 to spend.
So this will be money that it's not coming out of the Lebanon
County. It's not our budget money. It's our township.
It's not general revenue money.
Not general revenue
money. I've asked. It's not general revenue, but I've asked if it's considered public funds, because I had the same concern. I knew George reasonably well. I can't say it. I saw him every day, but... somebody who I'd like to honor. Let me, please. I'd love to honor his memory, but there are people I don't know who are equally worthy of honoring their memory. There are people who have passed in prior years whose memory hasn't been honored in the same way. And my concern is exactly that: how do we then start picking and choosing who we know well enough, who was active enough, and how we start using public money? And my understanding is that even though it's in a trust fund, it's held by the township as public money. And that's the concern that I have, how we start.
Well, first in the ordinance of for the historian committee, the historians and the curator museum, because we want to place it at, all have to agree to that. And we all have agreed. So I don't see, like when Ralph Lomerson died, I wasn't on it then, but... they put up a bench along the Veterans Memorial Walk. That's where they put the bench up for George. I mean for Ralph.
Who put that bench up?
Huh?
Who put that bench
up? The historians did.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can remember where the money came from. So.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that.
I had my two cents, and two meetings ago at the park committee, because a number of talking about benches and things like that, and having. Room, we're going to have a park of benches and not a park anymore.
Right.
So trying to figure out, I know they're trying to figure out how to, what other paths, what other options there are out there. And I think maybe that's maybe a better choice for this. And while I want to honor George, because I knew him well too, and is there some way we can look at something that we can build on? Is there something that's not just one bench that's there? Is there something that this could be... I'll say a plaque, but it's a bad term. That could be, hey, George was honored as part of this, and it's, you know, in a historian's memorial type thing that could be built upon. And
others as well.
And yes.
Right.
Well, we could, because we're going to put a plaque on it or just a...
So that there's, you know, not...
A brass metal thing, you know, that we could be putting that all on a bench.
Right, but is there some way that can grow? And it's not so, you know, like if it's, there's, you know...
Very limited what we have, like just... We just voted to approve to do a plaque for the curators that have all the curators we have, and that just even finding a place for that in the museum.
I have could the historians purchase the bench out of their budget, and then the plaque could be done privately, added to that?
mean, I believe
so. I'm just
so.
Asking a question.
But then the question is, do we need a bench at the museum? And I don't know the answer to that. I just hadn't heard it discussed previously. I don't know where do we need a bench at the museum property?
Well, when I spoke with Gina, she thought right in where the geriatric memorial is, she said either where the geriatric thing on the side of the shed, either there.
You're on the back of the building?
Yeah, on the...
Between the annex where the sled is?
Yep.
And the original shed?
Yes.
Okay.
Or she was putting, because she's been putting picnic tables and chairs out there. She thought either place is where she thought would be a good.
And to add another wrinkle to this is also the park committee had approved putting in a bench up there for Ed and George in the park.
So historians wanted to honor him separately because he was such a major part of our.
Understand, but then we're going to have two benches in the town for one person.
I understand there's three benches in the park for one person. I don't know who it is, but I understand there's three benches honoring one person.
I understand. Doesn't mean that when we did something that we should still keep doing it.
I think we need a policy just based on what you're talking about, because it sounds like to me you're dealing with where's the money coming from, what is going to be allowed where, and who's going to approve things, because then you're going to end up, if you don't have a policy, you're going to end up like this with three different things in one spot. And I just think it needs an approval process, because I could so see, like Mark was saying, that park is suddenly, how do you say yes to this one and no to that one, and who wants to put something there that might be something you don't want to have in the general public view, but you can't stop it because you've set a precedent.
Right.
I would take a step back.
The other issue should vote or consider is also the useful life of the bench, because it create. I'm in other towns. Once that's reached, there's a lot of emotion involved if you're going to remove the bench or if you're going to replace it and things like that. So that there other towns have used a dedication for a set period of time, mm-hmm. usually matched with the. I'm not talking about the memorial you're proposing. I'm talking about that you say this is, you know, a 10-year honorarium or whatever the useful life is, because otherwise you get to the end of that useful life, people say, when are you replacing my bench? You know, it becomes then a very even more difficult issue where, you know, you may have 10 benches fatigue out in a year, and they're $800, $1,000, $1,500 you can spend.
All the benches were paid for.
Yeah.
If people put a bench up in the park, they paid for it.
But it's okay. Things like the gazebo we had over there. I actually fell through it.
Well, that
it was lighter
be,
than
that
my
should that's a whole nother case.
You know, I mean, so you've got, you know, you're dealing with, and I did find a few things online that different towns have used where you have the person sign that they acknowledge that when we're ready to say this thing's no longer safe,
right.
It's gone, it goes, you're not getting it back. They had to
right.
agree
it's
to certain
period.
Terms. So that could be part of the policy statement.
Right. And because I know, like, the park, one of their conversations, we're talking about their space up there in the walkway to make it a memorial walk area, so blocks could be purchased, engraved, and like they have around the pavilion, the small pavilion that, you know, on the memorial walk that goes around, you know, Veterans Memorial and through 9/11, is to continue that out and have potentially, that's one of their things that they're discussing, because they recognize they can't put 1,000 benches
right.
in the park. And there's got to be some way, if people want to honor their, you know, they can essentially make a donation to the park, and there's something that they can always have their name there, and it's easier to maintain. Also, we don't have so much the issues of what's the, you know, what is the lifetime of a stone. You know? So,
yeah.
So I think that's in discussion, and that's where it goes back to. I understand what Lori wants, but it, you know, we also, I think we have to, you know, now we're setting a precedent to put benches and things at a museum, you know, that of, you know, residents where curators. Yeah, that's where they work, that's where they did, but this is another aspect.
And the other thing I've heard, too, along those lines, is that people are associating Memorial Park and saying, well, that's Memorial Park, but that's not, it's not a graveyard, it's not a, you know what I mean? It's the memorial is to Scott, right, who was killed in
the
car accident? Or, but it's not meant to be a place because it's memorial that we're putting monuments and tombstones and
Is that what they named it, Mark? Weren't you on the park right from the beginning?
No.
Oh. I didn't think that's where...
But I think what I'm hearing, I think that's a very good suggestion, that we set up a subcommittee to to outline and consider what some of the concerns are and propose policy before we're able to take action on a specific bench for George.
I wasn't asking for the place. It was only if we could purchase.
So I think the question is, would anyone like to volunteer to head a subcommittee?
Well, I know the park's already talking about it, so, I mean, it's how they're going to handle it up there, because they're getting, a number of requests they've gotten for scenarios like this. So, I think to work with them, because that's really where, a lot of these memorials are going and how to handle it moving forward. So I would like to be involved with it, because to talk with the park and see how they're proceeding with that and keep in the same spirit of what they want to do. And I think we as a committee have to decide where are we going to, have these memorials of that nature. I mean, if we want to have something dedicated to historians at the museum, what is that going to be? What is that going to look like? Is that also, I know there's the picnic area. Is maybe the same principle? Is there something, the blocks that go that around that picnic area that then can be built upon with, maybe someday... Somebody want to put a block there for you, Lori, and
we do want to put a plan.
They have been talking about a walk in the back, why don't you keep thinking about that walk?
I'd like to join the committee, I can do some of the research behind it for you. I can dig up some.
I think they're two qualified candidates.
Yeah. So subcommittee for, I'll call it policy on memorials would be Mark and Beth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need a motion and vote on that, or is I'm looking to. Do we need? Should we make a motion to vote on that? Or
yeah, we're creating a subcommittee. Yeah. Let's do that.
Can I just add one more thing? I'm sorry. This is not quite in the policy, but along with what Mark was saying, if you go into a hospital or you go into a memorial for even soldiers, there's a wall with all the plaques on them to honor everybody. And I think over time we're going to want to honor a lot of people here. So maybe there should be a wall of plaques at the historical society and another one at the park, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that way we can continue to add on over time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a wall of remembrance, and that's where that gazebo is, and people donated money so that that whole area should be being maintained.
Yeah, right.
But that money was turned over to the park committee. So somebody should be maintaining.
And see, that's part of policy right now. That's
so the gazebo was taken down. It was told it would be put back up. So there was money then.
Needs to be clear cut.
It needs to be a back-end consideration, you're right.
But, it was already there. So now are you saying, because you're going to meet with the park committee, the park committee is making the decision of where they're going to put their memorials, or are these two committee members, this committee, going to make that decision?
Well, the township owns the park, right?
This committee is going to form a policy,
and
that'll guide the decisions.
For both groups. However, if we decide that we want that will something can be there and at what that role...
We didn't want time to go away because it's been months now, that he's died, that we've already wanted to do a story time, and we're waiting on his family, so...
Okay, so is there a motion to approve Mark Wall and Bev Kohler as the subcommittee to develop a policy for memorials?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's including at the museum or the library?
I think we should do it. Township
policy for all those public locations and what we would be handling and how we'll handle any kind of, memorials. I mean, we have the plaques on the wall out there in the municipal building. I think we have to address all of that, so it's clean cut where things are, I think it's been just, here, there, and everywhere. It's, like I said, we'll have
another thing I request maybe with the attorney to finally come up with a real answer to what we can do with our money. Because that could be a problem every time we want to spend money that you're determining if it's township money or not, resident money.
The trust fund is held by
the
township.
Trust fund.
Right.
So we've
I think that's very clear in the ordinance.
Several times.
I'm not aware that there was Why don't we take that offline? It's not on the agenda, but I wasn't aware that that.
Well, that's what I'm requesting money from it. And now right. You were saying that it's still public funds, where that it's really it's money that we earned.
Right. The way the ordinance describes it, the historians propose a use, and then this committee decides yes or no. And what you've heard is this committee say.
I guess it was under the budget. The way that any time we want to use money, that we have to go through this process. See, that's the way I thought it was told, because other trust funds are just, they're not coming before you.
Lori, thank you for bringing this issue to the Township Committee.
I've had this discussion.
And now there's a subcommittee that will look into this policy.
Well, it's just still the use of our money. So that then it was, we only had a couple thousand. Now we have a lot. So it's like, is it public funds? Or is it not public funds? Because that's where it
I think it also depends on how it came to the town.
It's dedicated money.
Yeah. It's like a rider.
It's like a, exactly.
It's a rider. It's a dedicated rider is what it is.
I don't understand what you mean by dedicated.
From what I understand, when you dedicate, when you have money that's dedicated, and it's a trust fund for the township, it would need Township Committee approval for any monies to be released.
But it can't be spent on other things. I think that's...
And that's what a dedicated rider means.
To make an improvement in the park. It can be used solely for that narrow purpose.
Well, I thought it was anything that the historians were allowed
to do. I wouldn't say anything, but for items...
What we're allowed to do, we're quite limited in our ordinance.
Well, let me ask you this, for example. This is a wild example, but... If a group of historians said, yes, we want to put a carousel over, we want to spend money out of the trust fund to put a carousel on the property, would you think that would be...
Depends on...
I mean, it's got to come through the governing body. It's our property.
Yeah. Just to release that other case.
Yeah. They can want to spend it, but we only want it.
When we did the sled, we didn't have this money, but that would be something that we would have been able to... pay for if we chose, but then it would be used if we were expending the money. So it's just so that we don't have this problem every time is what exactly can we look, you know, so
I would take that up separately. It's still subject to municipal purchasing laws and regulations and everything else. There's still quote requirements, bid requirements. So
we understand
so that money isn't an independent entity.
No, but I'm always hearing it's public funds, so we can't spend the... like now, we can't buy a bench.
No, nobody said you can't buy a bench.
It just takes approval to buy a bench.
We need a process. This is another one.
So we're talking about two different things. Okay. When you're talking about the memorial and the committee is...
Okay, so if we wanted to get that bench, it would be all right to come out of our
whatever fund. It may be. If it's a trash can, if it's a bench...
But that would be able to come out of that trust fund.
Through the township committee.
Well, yeah, that's why I came to ask them that permission, but...
Right.
So that isn't an acceptable. The only thing now you're not accepting is the concern is the placement of it.
Excuse me? No, it's a broader policy that we need to put in
place.
Well,
that's what I mean. It's not that we can't take that money out of our account.
No.
No, that's not
that's not it at all.
It's not it at all.
It's a process.
Any other new business anyone wanted to bring up? Otherwise, we're on to presentation of vouchers.
So loud.
Okay. My first one is for B&R uniforms. This is for a number of different uniforms for officers for $1,041.55. Then I have one here for the e-ticket annual license. This is $2,336.40.
I have one here for emergency services for the generator at the DPW for $1,888.51, and they also have one here for the ambulance upgrades, which was for the 2006 F-350 unit number BLS 1953 was for $39,880, which certifies it and makes our third ambulance certified at this time. That's all I have.
I've got from last meeting's approval of the return of a tax sale certificate, $10,000 to Christiana TC/FCE1/First Trust. Also to the same payee, $7,652.14 for the tax lien redemption. Cornerstone Printing and Imaging for the summer newsletter, total of 2,500 $95.86. Cornerstone Print and Imaging postage for estimated for the tax bills, $1,450. Tax sale certificate from last meeting as well to Light Properties LLC, $8,150.17. And the approval tonight for the return of the overpayment of taxes to Robert Ayette, $1,717.90.
I have nothing.
Well, I have none that apply.
So the total bill list is $84,518.06. Is there a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the, how much was that? I'm sorry.
$84,518.06.
That's it.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Correspondence, we have only one item, the animal control officer report from June 2021.
And there was lost animals, found animals, and adopted animals.
Very good.
Very good. And that takes us to public comment. For any comment any member of the public would like to make on any topic, is there a motion to open public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 This time, if any member of the public would like to, please come to the microphone, state your name and the road you live on.
Andy Kozlowski, Old Reading Birds Lake. This is about this. We've already discussed the sign thing, so I hope it's not the wrong. It might be the wrong. I can ask questions about.
It's not a question and answer period. We may answer simple questions,
okay,
but it's more
simple.
to make a comment.
Sorry about that. I came to the meeting last time, and you discussed the sign ordinance, and I hadn't read anything about it. So I went back and I read up on a little bit on the sign ordinance. And what caught my eye is that utility poles are only allowed for posted signs. You can't put anything else on them. You know, stump grinding, I pay cash for cars and that stuff. There are some in the township that have political signs on them still. Will the ordinance about the, I'll call political signage, that won't override the, now I can go put stuff on utility poles.
No, it's not going to grant that permission. That's your question. No.
That's private property. Yeah, the owner of the property has to grant permission. Under the ordinance, it clearly states the property owner has to grant permission to post signs.
Okay.
Just because it's in a right-of-way doesn't...
Right, because it says, I guess the way it is now, it says you can put posted signs. I guess I could put a posted sign and then let that go. Is what I guess closer to that. Okay.
All right, thank you.
I have a question. I don't know. The township records, have you done anything about how you're going to preserve them? I know there's work. And
there's been a lot of process. I don't know exactly what you mean, specific documents or the whole room?
Well, downstairs you have all the records of all the meetings and stuff.
Yep.
So I know that there was talk of preserving, but you didn't know where that was at. And
The first step was to make sure that the air conditioning, et cetera, is in proper shape, and that's underway. There's a consultant that's been worked with. We have a plan to work on that. And I'm not sure how many of the actual records need refurbishing. I know
moldy.
We have a consultant who's looked at that, but it's...
They
I think
smell
the real,
moldy.
I think the real question is... The real issue is getting the air conditioning and everything stabilized, and that's a project that's underway.
Okay. Yeah, because when we went through them, they really smelt moldy, and you could feel it on them. So they're really good records, so I'd hate for us to lose them.
I would agree with that. They go back to early 1800s. Something.
Yeah. I just looked in the 1970s, and it was... I wish I knew where in the future to find what they actually did about it. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment? Okay.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road. It's just nice to know that the committee's really doing their job and coming up with a policy for these memorials that are going on. It's not an easy job, I understand that, but you're going to have to work on it. The other thing is with the political signs, we have no jurisdiction over a length of time. Why don't you just strike that and just put the leave the requirements of the sizes that can be on there instead of, yeah, you can have it 10 days after if you lose, 14 if you win. Because as the attorney says, you really can't judge that. You know, you can't control it, was the other thing. And then as far as the air conditioning downstairs that we got to get working for the storage, I think Mark was working on that for a while now. But it's on its way.
There's all kinds of things that have to go on now.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Evening, all.
Good evening.
Mike Falconeri, Bunvale Road. Earlier in the meeting, we talked about a request for a memorial bench for the historians. And the full disclosure, I'm on the Parks Committee. So I do know that the benches up at the park were donated. So where does the where's the policy, or is one of the guiding principles of the policy going forward going to be donated versus township funds? And I think that's a little bit of the question of how the park has dictated benches up there. It's because they were either donated or funds were raised. So that's all I got.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I live on Dewey Lane. And I would just like to go back to the meeting of the 7th regarding the cannabis issue. And at that meeting, it was decided, if I'm remembering correctly, that this committee opted out. So what concerned me, though, Mayor Schmidt, was when you made the comment that we now had to go back to the planning board. So my question is, if you go back to the planning board, even though this has been opted out, can the planning board then override that opted out, which would then interfere with the August 18th meeting?
I don't know the exact words I used. This group already met with the planning board.
Yes,
so
I'm aware of that.
Practically speaking, yes. We think we're in line. It's a municipal land use law where we
unique situation where we had already elicited their formal opinion by way of a joint meeting. So where ordinarily that doesn't happen, we had had a joint meeting in this room where they had formally expressed that. But to answer your ultimate question is, they can make recommendations, whatever they want. Township committee would consider them, but at the end of the day, it's the discretion of the township committee. It's a two-step process. Matter is introduced, it's referred over to them, but we take final action. This governing body, at the end of the day, has the ultimate say as to whether or not that opt-out is the position of the township.
Okay. But so is that going to interfere with the August 18th meeting?
No, we get left. They have a certain amount of time where they have to get back to us, and we have enough time that they'll either they do have a meeting schedule, I believe.
Twenty seventh.
And quite frankly, I believe they've already exercised that right. It's just they preemptively did it. Right. So this is in order to not have any procedural glitch. It's a belt and suspenders to refer it to them, even though they've already formally. There was a vote. We were here in the room. They voted. That was their opinion.
Right.
This is to ensure ultra strict interpretation to ensure compliance. Because as Committeewoman Kohler has indicated earlier tonight, we don't want to have any kind of procedural challenge to a decision of this magnitude. So, but at the end of the day, they can come back and say, we think you should think about this, think about that. And it would more likely happen if we had gone in the other direction and we had issued setbacks and we had issued zoning. And it was much more complicated where they might come with a nuanced response. Here, they've already expressed their support of the course of action that's been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And secondarily, it's a complete opt out. So there isn't a matrix
hole
where they're going to go through and say, we think 1,000 feet should be 1,500 feet. We think 3 should be 2. Anything like that. And now what we're making sure there aren't any loopholes. That's why we're going through the process in the manner we have. And again, you know, Committeewoman Kohler called me and said, well, "What if?" And I said, "Well, fortunately, our meeting is 2 days before the deadline. If we have some sort of act of God where we can't meet, we'd have a meeting on the 19th. We'd have a meeting on the 20th. We'd have it off site if we had to. Whatever we had to do to make sure we're compliant."
Okay, but okay. I'm just nervous.
They could say they want in on everything, and we can still say no.
You can still say no.
Just to clarify the point.
Okay.
We're the elected official governing body.
From what Mr. Lyons said. Right. But I'm just nervous because I really don't want recreational marijuana.
Okay.
So let me ask this, then, as I'm listening to all this. So if we say no, we don't have to wait until August 7th to say no, and then that throws off the 18th date. We can just ignore what if they were to say.
I'm not following.
Yeah, we can.
Like, in other words, it's an. It's
we
like
can take June it under guidance. Take it under
July
advisement.
27th.
Yeah.
Well, all right. On July,
the planning board can shorten their time.
Or say, like, on July 27th, the planning board said, we don't like this, but we choose to say, well, we don't care what you think. We're going straight ahead. Do we have to, as a committee, wait until the following township meeting to formally say, we don't care what you say, planning board?
And then well, we that schedule a public hearing.
No.
So it's okay. So the public hearing will go on no matter what.
Yeah, on August 18th, we've
been okay. Correct. That's what I was. Yes. I just want to make sure it didn't.
Not that I know.
Yeah.
If I understand, yes.
They're given their time period to respond.
Yes. Yeah.
And they can elect to terminate their time period. They can respond prior to that. They can, they can say, look, we've already voted, and, or they can vote again if they choose to, to send a message now that they've seen it, now that it's official.
As long as that date on the 18th doesn't budge, I'm fine.
Well, we would probably get the final vote from them on the 27th.
We would hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not even going to vote. It's just really going to be on the agenda to acknowledge that there is an opt-out. But when we started talking about all this other stuff, I got nervous.
But I don't remember the exact words I used, but I didn't
you
mean to give the impression.
You said we had to go back to the planning board. I remember
for,
that very
but
well.
I think for advice. No, I didn't mean to imply that they could change it. So I apologize.
I just remember those words that you had to go back to the planning board. So that's why I'm thinking, okay, so what does that mean? So that's why I'm asking.
Policy requires it to go that way.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for your thank you for your interest and your coming. Seeing no other member.
I think this is the first time I sat here without a suit on. I had a question. When you talked about the date of the 18th is the public hearing. Is there any circumstances where that meeting, because of a national emergency, a tornado hits Lebanon Township, for tolling of that date?
We just talked about all of that.
We would have a special, we can have an emergency special meeting on the 19th, on the 20th. We can do it off-site. So we have a contingency plan. Ms. Kohler brought that to our attention.
That's theoretically, if you couldn't have the meetings on those dates, you still didn't meet the date. Is there any provision in the law to toll that date or to extend time by which you take action?
I actually emailed the Cannabis Commission about that situation. If there was an emergency,
right,
would they extend it? I haven't heard back from them yet.
There's nothing within the legislation itself. There was an attempt. There was a bill introduced to extend it that never went anywhere. I think it may have been Senator Dougherty, who was a sponsor, but
yeah, it didn't even get moved.
Presumably, force majeure would override that if something got to that extreme.
Yeah, I don't want to speak with absolute certainty to the catastrophe that we have. Again, we are proactively preparing for alternatives, including potential electronic meeting that we've done before. That because of the pandemic, we've become I don't want to say skilled at, but we're aware of, and I guess we'll keep our eye on the forecast. I find it hard to believe that, and we've all been through enough, whether it's a storm, whether it's pandemic related, where things do stop, that we would be And it wouldn't just be us. It could be other surrounding communities right. would be punished because of some act of God or something we can't overcome.
Yeah, the worst thing would be no quorum. Like, if, God forbid, something happened to us, a catastrophe, and we didn't have enough people here to vote, that's another problem.
Isn't there a vote of necessity, though? If you don't have a lacking a quorum, you could make a phone call to get one of the...
Well, we can. I don't want to get too much. I mean, we're getting really dark now.
Getting into morbidity
here. I'm talking about...
I mean, if somebody's in a hospital room,
yeah,
we can put
them
on the phone.
Death.
I don't want to get any further.
We're looking at an asteroid now.
Like aliens come down.
Yeah. Asteroid coming.
We all leave an envelope with our vote.
Yeah, exactly, ahead of time.
I mean, there are... Again, we're familiar with just about every way to pull the meeting together, barring... Quite frankly, three of you no longer being available. I don't have an answer for that one.
God willing,
really
we're going to make it to the longest.
Well, I didn't. That's why I didn't want to wait this long. But I know it takes long. It was a lot of work that had to go into it. But it's you know.
The 18th accommodated the 35 days for the planning board. But if we get the planning board's consensus on the 27th. Could we do this on the board?
We still already have a public hearing.
Oh, yeah.
You have the right
already
to
publish
so
the notice, right?
You can't republish.
Yeah,
you can't republish. Oh, yeah.
Now, see, then we would create a potential procedural flaw.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, where somebody comes in and says, you advertised the hearing on the 18th, and you snuck it in on the 4th, and I didn't get a chance to go, and I would have changed your mind because I'm so eloquent.
Yeah, so right. Even if you noticed it again in big print somewhere, they could say they didn't see it and had their calendar marked for the 18th. And I mean, could you re-notice it?
It's not only noticed in the paper; it's sent to all the adjoining municipalities, County Planning Board, published in the paper. It's on the website.
There's not enough time for the 4th.
Could it be done? Could it? Not that we're saying we would, but is it possible?
It's a committee decision, but...
Yeah, I mean, and I'm trying to think of how much time you would need to pull all that off.
Yeah.
And how much it would cost.
Cost aside, because that would be a separate issue, but...
But the notice has to be so many days. It has to be 10 days prior to the public hearing.
Right. Correct. So I don't know that we could even...
The 7th and the 4th doesn't work.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I could make
stay well.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody stay in a bubble.
Put your mask back on.
No carpooling.
Yeah. You're not allowed in the same place at one time until then.
Yeah, double mask.
Exactly.
I should have identified myself for the record. Guy Wilson.
I gotcha.
Okay. Anyway, I suspect come hell or high water, you're going to have that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the intention.
I'll make sure.
That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Any other member of the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. We have no topics for executive session tonight.
Oh, that's great.
So we're looking for a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you.
Everybody, stay well.
I'm glad we talked this through, though, because I'm handwriting over this. You know how much.